Hey, Papa Kalan, are you making up a story for us?
All right. A story with a motorcycle and a doe. Once upon a time, there was a motorcycle. But be careful, it was a special motorcycle. It was a motorcycle with three wheels, one wheel in front and two wheels behind. And when we started it, it went vroom, 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 vroom. Her pilot, who was named Raul Biscotto, started her so fast that, hop, the front wheel stood up by itself, and the two rear wheels remained on the ground. It was a motorcycle that was going too fast, really too fast. She had won many races in her life. But now, what she loved above all was to go on the road with Raul Biscotto. One day when Raul Biscotto and his motorcycle were riding quietly on the road. So obviously they were respecting the speed limits because today we can't really do otherwise. So while they were riding, what did they see by the side of the road in the forest? Han? They saw Han, a doe, at the edge of the road. The motorcycle stopped in a squeal of tires, but the doe was not even afraid. The doe stayed there, without moving. She looked at the motorcycle, and the motorcycle looked at the doe, Han. Raul Biscotto says to himself, "What's happening? This doe is looking at my motorcycle, and my motorcycle is looking at the doe. Well, maybe the doe wants to ride a motorcycle? What do you think? Do you think the doe wants to ride a motorcycle?"
"Papa Kalain! Nonsense! You know very well that a doe cannot ride a motorcycle. Think a little bit, Papa Kalain."
"Oh, la la, Papa Kalain la, I swear to you." But no, in fact, the doe was looking at the motorcycle because there was a large deer sticker. The husband of the doe. That's why the doe was looking at the motorcycle, and the motorcycle was looking at the doe. Raul decided to follow the doe through the woods. The motorcycle and the doe seemed to know each other. The doe took them to the bottom of the wood. The motorcycle had a little trouble following her, but she still managed. Arrived there, they discovered a very small clearing flooded with sun. It was beautiful. It was calm. Raul got off the motorcycle to better enjoy the clearing and left the motorcycle with the doe. While he was resting, the doe seemed to talk to the motorcycle. She told him everything that was happening in the woods. The hunters, the walkers, the foxes, the boars, etc. They spent a good part of the afternoon in the clearing. There was not a sound. Just the wind blowing through the leaves. Raul had never rested as well. It was soon time to return. The doe and the motorcycle didn't want to separate anymore. They therefore decided to return the next day. Back on the road, Raul and the motorcycle were thoughtful, but they still paid attention to the cars and trucks. They finally arrived home, filled with all the images, all the benefits of this sunny afternoon in the small clearing. They had a good night's sleep. The next morning, as the sun was pointing out the tip of its nose, "Papa Kala, the sun has no nose." "Yes, well." So when the sun began to wake up to brighten the day, Raul Biscotto and the motorcycle finished getting ready to join the doe. They set out on the road in good spirits, knowing all the happiness that awaited them. Arrived near the forest, they slowed down. The doe was waiting for them. She didn't show herself too much, for fear of getting caught. The motorcycle and Raul discreetly entered the forest towards the clearing. The path was easier than the day before because they knew its worries and hassles. The clearing was even more beautiful than the day before. As they approached, they saw lots of animals coming out of the woods to welcome them. The doe wanted to present her new friends and especially the motorcycle with the large deer sticker. Everyone had a good day, in peace and tranquility. But once again, the time came to leave. Everyone was a bit sad, especially the motorcycle and the doe. They promised to meet again as soon as possible because Raul had work the next day. The days passed. Raul and the motorcycle eagerly awaited their next meeting in the forest. As a result, the work week passed more quickly. Finally came the time to meet up. Raul Biscotto mounted his motorcycle and they left towards the woods. And there have it, the story of Raul Biscotto's three-wheeled motorcycle and the doe. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalain.